U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm is on a two-day swing through Wisconsin, promoting the Biden administration's clean energy programs. At one of her stops in Milwaukee yesterday, Granholm spoke with Black residents in a neighborhood northwest of downtown. WUWM's Chuck Kornbach was given exclusive media access to that meeting and has this report.
Energy Secretary Granholm held a roundtable at the North Avenue offices of the Walnut Way Conservation Corps with leaders of that nonprofit organization and some other city residents. Granholm says a big part of the Biden administration's energy plans is to give financial incentives to clean energy companies that locate in economically disadvantaged areas, pay the prevailing wage, and meet other requirements. And Granholm says companies and groups that receive or compete for Energy Department grants have to have a community benefits agreement.
Making sure the companies are not just checking a box, but that they're having meaningful engagement and actually benefiting the community.
Granholm says her department has just launched a pilot program in the Gulf Coast in which a mediator helps amplify the people's voices. Melody McCurtis of the Metcalf Park Community Bridges Organization had an exchange with Granholm, emphasizing listening to citizens.
We need to be safeguarded in being the experts of what we need, right? And that needs to come from the top end. When we're saying, hey, it's fun and available, we want it to impact communities, we need to be seen as equal partners and experts. And it needs to be supported with dollars.
Yep.
After the roundtable, McCurtis told us that her group will follow up and push the Energy Department to focus on disadvantaged zip codes.
They have to deliver, and we are going to stay on them to deliver what we need. They need to not be as broad when funds are available and they come down. It needs to be more structured so that folks in my community are actually impacted. Those funds get to the places that they need to get to.
Secretary Granholm was also urged to expand eligibility for the Energy Department's low-income home weatherization programs, including for more senior citizens. Antonio Butts is executive director of Walnut Way Conservation Corps.
With a lot of safety net social services, they're built around different qualifiers or thresholds that either allow you access or deny you access. And a lot of those different qualifiers are more or less antiquated, especially when we think about current times, current conditions economically. And so where we are is in a place where folks who are really deserving, folks who really need it, folks who are in an economic status that really warrants the support, they're not able to access it.
Granholm listened to those concerns. She also emphasized an upcoming Inflation Reduction Act program to help low to moderate income households with appliance rebates.
But what we're going to need is we're going to need partners on the ground to be able to get the word out to people so that they know that these are going to exist. Now, this comes through the state, and Wisconsin has pledged to, by, what is it, June, is going to begin to roll out their program.
Granholm says the program, for example, might be able to help replace a worn-out furnace or air conditioning unit with a more expensive heat pump, a more efficient device that transfers energy instead of mostly producing it with fossil fuels. The energy secretary also spoke to labor and environmental groups at Discovery World, emphasizing the growth of green jobs. While not officially a campaign visit, Granholm spoke in front of a banner that read President Joe Biden investing in America. The Republican Party of Wisconsin responded to the secretary's visit by saying state residents are paying more for gasoline than at the start of the Biden-Harris administration, and that voters know they deserve better prices at the pump. Today, Granholm will be in Madison demonstrating home energy audits. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.